Adolescent Barrio Lotharios memorize and recite cinematic Cadillac advice. Holding summer night summits on strangers' cars. Got romance down to a science like alchemy. And more than happy to explain how to get to second base by feeling up the cleavage in the virgin whore dichotomy. A girl, lean over and unlock your door. Hey, don't unlock it. Ho! Everybody nods, and then my man Tris raises the bar on that foolishness like bust this. If a chick doesn't think Rakim is the illest MC ever, then man, I can't fuck with her on any serious level. I squint into my brew and try to strip the concrete off the streets, imagining Harlem when these hills were covered with trees and teemed with dinosaurs. I smile around my straw, replace Poppy's corner store with a triceratops, and reflect that cats ain't got no less hard-headed since the Mesozoic era on this block. For evidence, you can check my man Brett, the project's best defense against the T-Rex on the flex. Even the way he offers you a beer is like a threat. Dude's been known to jet rather than deal with him, and yet you gotta give the cat respect. The crazy spick Mick deck you in a sec. Black belt meathead lives in a world without regret. Now and forever, the unofficial president of the Neighborhood Pride Association, meaning the only one old school enough to scrap for his block's reputation. One of those dudes whose broma favorita's pissing right where people chilling instead of over on the wall. Cats pick themselves up quick, asking what the fuck's the matter with you as they scatter. Only response they ever get is laughter. Busybody block party mommies swoop off of stoops like pterodactyls if they smell a fight. But nowadays, not much jumps off to get them moving. It's just cats sitting, chilling, bullshitting, doing nothing. Empty cervezas frias jutting from the pavement like stalagmites. A lack of activity partly due to the market's relative stability. 12 years ago, in the late shit is fucked up period, this block was hyperactive, knee-deep delirious in a crack economy. Old-timers got war stories like Iraqis, but today a little bit of yay and lots of weed is all you see. Next to the roti spot, some muñeca even opened a boutique. It's always empty, but then so again is Poppy's Deli, except for overripe platanos, stale duchies, and brew. The TV repair shop, except for electronic junk heaps and four mujeres gordas playing poker in the back room. And the unisex salon, except for three bored bellas watching telenovelas and a clown-mouthed pink lipstick-wearing anciana from my building who stops in with her dog to talk. Only business on its feet appears to be the Chinese takeout kitchen, which in addition to flipping sweet and sour chicken and pork fried rice has now diversified in order to embrace a wide multicultural variety of shit you can fry. Let me tell you, you ain't eating until you had Platano Sichuan style, straight out the wok with a little soy sauce. Don't think that shit won't hit you off. Cats go in there so much, they know everybody's name, address, diet. If he notice you ain't ordering enough iron money, throw some spinach in with your kung po shrimp, no extra charge. Even got free delivery for when you too treat up to walk a half a street up. So it's no wonder styrofoam combination play containers greased with empty squeezed packets of duck sauce blow across the sidewalks of the block as Cool Breeze dances with the merengue Jimmy's blasting on his box. 2 a.m. and no callate silencio from viejos in windows. No noise reports, no cops. Plus, when they do roll through, they strangely cool. All they say is quiet down or move it to the park. I'm telling you, Rita got a fat ass. Pass the blunt. Damn, it's still too goddamn hot. Wish mommy'd sent me to summer camp like Ramon. Man, fuck that nasty cold ass lake and fuck Ramon. Tomorrow we gonna take a wrench to that fire hydrant and go swimming city style. Thank you.